Good evening, Audio Boo Land. It is almost 10 o'clock. I'm just sitting here waiting for Paul Anderson to get himself back home so we can have a business meeting. Nice way to cap off a Monday. It's really nice to be out of that terrible black hole I was in last week. I look back now and I see that there were probably half a dozen, maybe even more, factors all at play. But coming up for air and crawling out of the hole and seeing the sun again on the weekend, it reminded me that sometimes we need the downs to really appreciate the ups. So I'm up. Again, it's been a busy day. I have created the first 10 promo posts for Chinese Whisperings. So that's kind of happening. Not all of them are filled with information yet, but that's okay. It's flowing in. We launched today, the first of our 3-month-long promotional campaign for the Yin and the Yang books, and kicked it off with Paul Savini's reflections on being part of Chinese Whisperings. He was a writer with the Red Book. He's been with me with the Yang book this year, and he had a really hard slog with his story. I realise in retrospect he possibly wasn't the best person to put in the first writing position, because I left him with a main character who had no identity. And I should have known better, having worked with Paul in the past, that Paul writes really strong themes. In Paul's writing there are very, very strong themes of identity, amongst other things. So it was a long process of finding the character. It's a very complex story too, but it's awesome, and kudos to Paul for sticking with it. It really was a long, hard slog, and it makes my job as an editor really quite enjoyable to see everyone happy with the finished product at the end. So that was my morning. Lunchtime, I recorded my Write Anything audio boo. It was kind of a bit of a bunk off, but it was a writing exercise that I did last year, and I had always intended to record it, and it didn't work. I didn't have the technology that I have this year, and recorded that, and hoping that lots of people get scribbling on a Monday morning with the it's only 5-10 minute writing prompt. From there I did some editing, so I've edited up the next draft of Richard J. Parker's story. It still gives me goosebumps and shivers down the spine when I read it, and just doing some fine little tweaks to Jason Coggins' story. And then I've got 2 more to do tomorrow, and I'm back on top of the editing pile for about a day. But this is really the exciting bit, as all the stories come together, and seeing different bits and pieces in them and being able to wind them closer. Last year with the Red Book, I guess, there wasn't such pulling together. I guess it's almost like casting a net, and now we're kind of pulling it close and bringing in the catch. That was a really bad, sorry, fishing metaphor. Dan Powell's emailed me this morning saying, this afternoon, his morning, saying that he's got an idea to closer link his story with Jason's story, to do with one main character and one minor character. Something that I would never have even thought of. So that's really quite interesting and exciting. And I'm about to run out of time. So I'll bid you all a good night, and I'll stop rambling, and get ready for my business meeting. Have a great day.